Proclamation number 7854 of 20th of March, 1961. Sacrifice and Renunciation. The Father fulfills all your requests which you send up to Him in spirit and in truth. For it is only possible for you to receive true enlightenment in a spiritual way if you desire it. Yet you should also be aware of the fact that you must also prove yourselves worthy of being addressed by me and that you therefore must also have the firm will to live for my pleasure. Hence your salvation should prompt you to ask me questions, not earthly motives, for I want to win your souls and for the sake of this purpose you listen to my word. And so I ask you, why don't you give yourselves completely to me? Why do you still seek the world and its lust? Why is it so difficult for you to renounce the latter when you know that I have far more glorious joys in store for you which will compensate you a thousandfold for everything you voluntarily sacrifice to me on earth? All my love belongs to you, and this desires your love in return. And you shall prove it to me by also being willing to make sacrifices to me. And you will know for yourselves when and how you can bring me a sacrifice. And truly, every sacrifice will result in its blessing. You yourselves have free will and I can only call out to you, remember yourselves. But whatever you do or refrain from doing must be done entirely voluntarily. You must not be influenced by anyone, for every influence can also have the opposite effect, that you inwardly rebel and distance yourselves from me. You should put self-love on the back burner but let neighborly love come to the fore, and you will truly achieve much. And always seek refuge with me. For you should know that my adversary constantly tries to harass you and that you only reject him if you take the path to me. 20th of the 3rd 1961, and I want your love. As soon as it is meant for me you will no longer be able to love anything apart from me which still belongs to my adversary. Do you understand this? Love for me also protects you from physical desire, for then I will be above everything, you will also want to gain and keep my love forever. Hence love should always motivate you to give yourselves away, love should always motivate you to relinquish. You should always place your fellow human beings' well-being above your own desire. And through your love for your fellow human being you will also prove your love for me. You should fight self-love, and that also means overcoming your own desires if you can help your neighbor by doing so, i.e., by making your neighbor happy, by giving and helping him when he is in need. If you have love within you, then you also know what you have to do, for love guides your thoughts right. Love also awakens counter-love, and you should always bear this in mind that every lack of love awakens hostility and you will then no longer be able to cope with the evil spirits which will beset you. You should always bear in mind that I do not evaluate the deed but the will, that I always judge according to whether love is the impetus for your will and action. I condemn all self-love, I will bless all self-sacrificing love. But where all love is missing the door is opened for the adversary and you will not easily get rid of him again. And yet I know your innermost thoughts, you cannot hide anything from me, your thoughts are open and clear to me. But nevertheless you should come to me and present everything to me with complete trust that I will help you in all adversity. But I want to see your love, for if you are without love you will never be able to unite with me, you will not be able to pray to me intimately either, For there is resentment in your hearts if love is not in you. Because my adversary has planted the seed which will now sprout where I myself cannot be. Therefore seek to purify your hearts from such thoughts which are not in accordance with love for me and your neighbor. Free yourselves from every kind of selfish love because it will prevent you from showing your neighbor the love he needs in order to be able to radiate love in return. And you will join me ever more intimately. For true love, giving love which wants to please will always lead to me. For it does not seek its own happiness but only that of the other person. And this one alone will now also live his life with me and I will help him if he needs my help. I will bless his goodwill and protect him from every adversity of body and soul. Amen.